Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern of the CRISM Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Just look for their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element of support for your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And joining us here today, this special holiday edition, is Mr. Bobby Black Hat Walters. And Bobby, you brought along a friend here.
Yes, I did. I brought Mr. Larry Burwell. Call him Larry B.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, it's so great to have you both back here on the show.
Thank you for inviting us back.
Yes. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, I have this gray beard, and a couple years ago I wrote a song called This Gray Beard, and I actually put a video together for it. I asked a bunch of friends to send me a picture of the gray beard, and I was amazed at how many gray beards there are.
Well, I'm sporting one today, I think.
Right.
I haven't
so
shaved.
This song is called This Gray Beard.
Here's Bobby Black Hat Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This gray beard I've earned throughout my life. Oh, the stories it could tell, happiness, joy, pain, and strife. This gray beard, this gray beard, this gray beard of mine. This gray beard, reflections of wisdom earned. Every strand of gray, payment for a lesson learned. This gray beard, this gray beard, this gray beard of mine. And I will never shave it, not for vanity, not for pride. 'Cause my sweetie loves when it tickles her thigh. This gray beard, this gray beard, this gray beard of mine. Some say this gray makes me look a little old, but that's all right, 'cause my chin is never cold. This gray beard, this gray beard, this gray beard of mine. And my wish for my children as they walk their own path is that their gray shines as bright as mine. This gray beard, this gray beard, this gray beard of mine.
Yeah. Bobby Black Hat Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise, accompanied by Larry Burwald,
It's nice to get back with Larry because, you know, when I first really got serious about this, Larry was my mentor. He taught me all the tricks of the trade and made sure I didn't go astray. So
I told him, get out now. He didn't listen to me. He kept on hanging in there and turned himself into something.
And he produced my first four albums. So.
Well, you know, the first time I saw you performing live out in public was with Larry.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like at a bar up in Ocean View somewhere.
I don't know
if that bar is still there, but we're still here, and that's important.
Yeah, that's very important. And I tell you, you know, I have been, I put a couple of messages out to musicians. I have been really, you know, telling musicians how important their music is during these extremely trying times. And, you know, it's been very frustrating on so many levels because of, you know, venues not being able to have shows and musicians are struggling. And but I try to remember them, that, you know, through all this, the essential workers, at the end of the day, an essential worker turns to music, you know, to soothe themselves. And it's critically important right now. So I'm encouraging folks, you know, we may not be able to get on stage, but there's other ways, you know, do virtual things. Just put your music out in some kind of way because people need to hear your music right now. And I tell folks all the time, you know, when there's been a disaster, one of the things I've always looked for is when the music returns.
Yeah.
You know, when the music returns, you see in floods and tornadoes and all kinds of disasters, when you see people on the streets singing and dancing again, that's an idea, that's a vision that some semblance of normalcy is coming back. So when the music returns, you know, that's a sign that things are getting better.
Well, that's one of the reasons I've kept this show going as best as I can during this pandemic.
And we appreciate it. Trust me.
Oh,
we appreciate
well, thank you. It. Thank right. you. So how are the holidays treating you? Are you ready?
No. You know, I have been with my grandkids. You know, we were doing homeschool in the spring when all this started, and actually wrote a song called Homeschool Blues.
Right.
And we are back to homeschooling again. So 4 days a week, my wife and I are homeschooling primarily my 7-year-old grandson, who's a second grader, but we're also doing preschool with my 4-year-old, and then we've got the 1-year-old who's around the house. And so it's always, every day is a new adventure.
I bet.
And and I'm not going to lie, it's hard.
Yeah.
I have a whole new level of respect for teachers. A whole new level of respect for teachers because it is just tough work. And even when you love them to death, you know, they test your patience on so many levels.
I bet. So,
but we're trying to get into the holiday spirit. We put the tree up yesterday, and the grandkids can help us decorate it tonight, and they're excited about that. So we've got some shopping to do, we're not quite there yet, but we're getting close.
Yeah. Larry, are you ready, you think?
Yeah. I did a little illustration. I have one grandchild. I have one daughter, and so her and her husband and my 15-month-old grandchild went to the beach a while back and came back with some great photographs.
Yeah.
And I did some sketches of their photographs and wrote a little story about the baby's trip to the beach. And since my family is small, I don't have to do a whole lot of shopping. And so I finished that project just a couple of days ago in the Saint Nick of time. And so I'm feeling real good about it. And now it's time to just chillax, hang with my buddy Bobby.
Yeah.
When are you going to publish that book? I want to see that. Put it in the book and publish, write a story with it, man.
I'll publish it right now. You got $5? Yeah, I'll publish a limited edition.
Limited edition, just
one for you.
One
I got it in my trunk out there.
Well, Bobby, I just want to thank you for putting out music during this time. I think you've put out several songs.
I have, and admittedly, some of them have been had a political edge to them.
Yes,
but you know, musicians capture what's happening in our world at this time, and I've had some folks go, "Well, you don't want to do." I said, "You know, if I get inspiration for a song, I'm going to write about it." And unfortunately, you know, right now we've got a lot of inspiration in politics.
Sure.
And not necessarily good. I just tell the story.
Yeah.
And you make your own opinion about whether you like it or don't like it. But I'm going to tell the story regardless because musicians have always done that. They've never shied away from that. And anyone that says, well, I can't do that. Well, I'm sorry. That's just you missed an opportunity to capture something that needs to be captured.
Yeah,
and that's my personal philosophy about it.
Yeah, we're talking with Bobby Black Hat Walters, and he has Larry Burwald here. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, you know, several years ago, I loved the song Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
And I really, really loved that song. And one day, you know, the gig, I just started kind of playing it, noodling with it on stage, and the band kind of picked up behind me.
And we just kind of on the fly just did it. Mm-hmm. And after the show, a gentleman walked up and said, "I'd like to buy that song." And I said, "What song?" He said, "The Hallelujah." I said, "Well, it's not recorded." And he said, "Well, I would buy it right now if you recorded it." Mm-hmm. And so we went in the studio for the last CD. That's one of the songs we put on the CD. And I really, really love it. It's a favorite song of mine. And I was really surprised that a couple years ago, Christmas, it was played to death.
Yeah.
Satellite radio picked it up, and it was played all over the place. So I was really happy with that. So.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it. This is Bobby Black Hat Walters and Larry Burwald here on 100 Sunrise. Bobby Black Hat Walters, accompanying him is Larry Burwald here today. And I wonder if Leonard Cohen, what he would think about this song taking off like it has after he wrote it. And Hallelujah, he was the one who wrote this song. It's kind of resurrected in Christmas mode and everything. So I guess you've been a teacher and a scribe during this pandemic.
Yes.
How else has it affected you?
Well, you know, the big thing is that, you know, not being able to see family and friends. I just realized the other day, something popped up in a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to since last February. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, I have a lot of friends. And so, you know, it's easy for them to drop off the radar with time. And I just realized how many friends has just dropped off the radar. And so I started trying to call around and catch up with some folks and find out, you know, what's going on with them. And fortunately, most of them are doing good. Unfortunately, in my family, my son-in-law's uncle was a COVID victim up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
So we lost a family member. So it's real. And so that just adds more caution to all of us. So,
well, I guess you're having trouble getting out, doing what you normally do, huh?
Well, you know, You know, I'm like everyone else. You know, you don't know what you're missing until it's gone.
Right.
You know what you have until it's gone, and that's been like everybody else. You know, and you know, music. I mean, I'm like a junkie going through withdrawal. I want to be on stage so bad.
Sure,
I miss my bandmates. You know, Larry, Tom, you know, Mike and Brian. I miss them, you know, immensely because, you know, we're like a family.
Yeah.
And so many of the musicians, you know, going out, you know, it's just not the musician, but it's my bandmates, it's my fans, it's the other musicians I get a chance to go out and listen and hear. And we're all missing each other terribly right now. Which is why I've been trying to encourage people to, you know, to do something. I get on Jam Kazam. There's a little thing called Jam Kazam, and it's like an online jamming, streaming thing. And I jam with people all over the world, real time.
Oh, wow.
And if you got a good internet connection, you can do that. And I've jammed with people in Australia and California and New Zealand and Canada simultaneously in real time.
Wow.
And they just get on and they just jam. And some nights you have a good connection, it's great. And other nights it's not so great. But again, it just keeps me connected.
Wow, wow. Well, I know you, every year you do your New Year's Eve thing. I guess you can't do that this year.
Can't do that this year. We're doing something a little unique this year, though. You know, I've had a lot of people just say, hey, you know, wish you were doing something, and was contacted by Winchester First Night Winchester. And they're doing a virtual First Night this year.
Oh, okay.
And so I say, if you have a video, please send those. And so we submitted to that. So we'll be part of their First Night virtually, which is a nice thing. And we've got something brewing at Flatiron Crossroads right now. I can't really give any details, but there might be something brewing, but it'll be a streaming thing. So the details have not been all finalized yet, but we're trying to find some ways to get the music out in other ways. So.
Great. We're talking with Bobby Blackhat Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to do for us here?
Oh, we'd like to do a little song called Moonlight Mistletoe and You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Christmas song. You know, 2 years ago, every year at Christmas, I would say, I've got a Christmas song. I need to record it. I would always say that at Christmas.
Yeah. By then, it's too late.
And by then, it's too late.
Right.
So a couple years ago, we went to do the Put On Your Red Shoes CD. I said, you know, I've got a song, and I'm going to record it. So we went in the studio in June. We recorded the song, you know, because you have to get it done early. So we recorded this song. It's called Moonlight Mistletoe and You. And my good friend Martin Bloxon added the saxophone to it. So I'm going to play a little harp on it today. But you really want to hear the saxophone version.
Okay. Here's Bobby Blackhat Walters here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Silent nights, holy nights. Once again, that time of year. Holy nights, silent nights. Upon a midnight clear, the time for season's greetings, hot chocolates and good cheer. Baby, I made my Christmas wishes. My list is short, my wants are few. Baby, I made my Christmas wishes. My list is short, my wants are few. All I want this year for Christmas is moonlight, mistletoe, and you. Don't want no presents, don't need no Christmas tree. Just want my sexy Santa to keep on loving me. Baby, I made my Christmas wishes. My list is short, my wants are few. All I want this year for Christmas is moonlight, mistletoe, and you. Just want my sweetheart to snuggle and keep me warm. Hold me tight all night, a loving marathon. Maybe I made my Christmas wishes. My list is short, my wants are few. All I want this year for Christmas, all I want this year for Christmas, all I want this year for Christmas is moonlight, mistletoe, and you. And that's when Christmas will last all year.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Bobby Black Hat Walters, along with Larry Burwald here on our show. And, well, I wish you the happiest of holidays. Thank you so much for doing this today. It's been great.
Well, thank you so much. We're having fun.
Oh, yes.
We're having fun.
Well, we need to have some
fun. Rule number one is have fun.
We deserve to have some fun at this point.
You got that right. you got that right. Rule number one is have fun. And, you just don't know what you're missing until it's gone. Music is such a critical part of my life, and I didn't realize how much it was.
Yeah.
And I've got it, I've got grandbabies at home, and they're going to the music room, and they're banging on every drum and strumming on every guitar and every keyboard and everything. And that's wonderful, glorious chaos music.
Yeah.
But I do miss my band.
There are a lot of artists around town that we're used to going out and seeing, and some of them are putting together various little online shows.
Yes.
And so we certainly want to encourage everybody to look around and find out who those artists are, watch for them on Facebook, and watch for their special events, and they'll usually have a tip jar kind of thing. You can help them out. Some of our favorite artists around here are full-time musicians, and they're in about the same position that people that used to work in the busy bars and restaurants are. You know, it's just a fraction of what it used to be. But one way you can support those folks is watching their events and then throwing something in the tip jar for them.
Well, the light is at the end of the tunnel, I've been hearing. So in the new year, things are going to be better.
Well,
you heard it here first.
A brighter day is out there. I believe it.
Yes,
you got to believe it. This too shall pass. But it's been rough. It's been rough. But that's okay. We're tough people. We can get by this.
Yes, sir.
We can get by this. So.
Bobby Black Hat Walters and Larry Burwald. And that